I meant in this world. I find myself largely content to remain Dorabi De Banerjai.
Centaraxita frowned slightly, but let it go.
How are your studies coming?
Wonderfully, Master. I'm especially fond of the historical texts. I'm discovering so many interesting facts.
Excellent. Excellent. If there's anything I can do to help.
I asked, Is there a written Yongbo language? Or was there ever?
That took him from the blind side.
Nyuegbo. I don't know. Why in the world would you...
Something I've seen a few times near where I live. Nobody knows what it means. The Nyuengbo down there won't talk. But I never heard of them being literate.
He rested a hand on my shoulder for a moment.
I'll find out for you.
His fingers seemed to be trembling. He murmured something unintelligible and hurried away.
Chapter 26
Word was in that the Bodhi disciples were not happy with us for stealing their thunder at the palace gate. I wondered what they would think when the news arrived about our behavior at Semki. That seemed to be coming together perfectly for us, unless Soulcatcher was thinking farther ahead than we could detect. Murgan had Slink's party well on the way to the village, and moving faster than the group the Protector had sent to destroy the Bodhi tree. That group outnumbered our brothers, but did not expect any resistance. In a few days, it would turn really nasty down there. As the weather had here, storm season had arrived. I had been delayed coming home by a ferocious thunderstorm that flooded some streets and sent down hail an inch in diameter. The Kangali and other children went out and tried to gather up the ice, barking in pain every time a hailstone found unprotected skin. For a short while, the air was almost tolerably cool. But then the storm moved on, and the heat returned worse than it had been before. The stench of the city welled up. One storm was not enough to sluice it clean, only to turn everything over. In a few days, the insects would be more miserable than ever before. I hugged my burden and told myself I would not have to stay in this cesspool much longer. One more to locate, and I'll have everything I need from the library. My new acquisition lay open for public viewing. Of course, no one could read it, not even me. But I was confident that I now possessed another original of the three missing annals. Perhaps the very first, since it was so alien. The other seemed to be inscribed in the same alphabet, much modified and somewhat like that used in the discarded volume I had rescued. If the language was the same, I would be able to figure it out eventually. One Eye cackled.
Yeah, everything but somebody to translate that stuff for you. Everything but your new boyfriend.
He insisted that Master Centaraxita was out to seduce me, and that Centaraxita would be broken-hearted if he succeeded and discovered that I was female.
That's enough of that, you filthy old thing. Sacrifice for the cause, little girl.
He started to offer some graphic advice. He had been drinking again, or was drinking still. Sara arrived. She tossed a large bundle of pages my way.
Can it, One Eye? Find the goblin. There's work to do.
Of me, she demanded,